It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Yeah, you heard me. Just make sure that the record button's working because all of this is going to make me look good.
Jeff Lutz.
That's a very generalized statement. I'm asking you to be more specific. Trust me on that. You're not believing me, and I know this stuff.
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
Hello again, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting Max Power. Is our producer and engineer. We've got a one-hour show before we send it out to the Wichita State coaches' shows. Dark comedy coming up your way for 2 hours tonight.
Will there be comedy?
Dark comedy. I get dark comedy out of it.
I don't know if I find it funny.
One of my favorite shows ever was the David Beatty Hawk Talk show. I love listening to it on the way home from the studio at the day, at the time when we were doing the show in studio.
Right.
Things were going so badly that I enjoyed the banter.
Well, they had to come up with something, and I'm sure Mike Kennedy and his esteemed professionalism will come up with something to talk about, Paul.
No, we're not going to open there. We're going to open with the Chiefs.
There you go.
Who survive last night to beat Buffalo, 32-29, first time the Chiefs have gone over 30 all year. And here they are in another Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has been in six of them. And just unbelievable.
This will be five.
Yeah, five. He's been in five in 7 years.
Crazy.
The only time he wasn't in the conference championship game was his first year, correct?
His rookie year, which he didn't play in. But every year he's been a starter.
Right, that's his first year.
He's been in. But I thought you meant you could mean his first year as a starter.
No,
or
I meant his first year.
Okay, well then no, he didn't play in that.
That to me is synonymous with rookie year.
Not necessarily.
Well, for me it is. And by the way, you got your Joe Auer piece done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good response?
Not really.
Anybody reading it?
I don't know. I didn't check. Because I don't want to know that people aren't reading it.
Well, I read it, and it was very good.
But I hope some people read it.
And I'm sure Joe, have you heard from Joe?
I have.
What did Joe have to say?
He said, thank you, and he said, my parents want to nominate you for the Pulitzer Prize.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
His parents were happy. That's all that matters, right?
I hope you win the Pulitzer. It's a very well-done story, and you got that out of the way now, and I would imagine you feel good about that.
I feel good about it. It was hard. I mean, it wasn't hard, but it was hard. It was a lot of work.
Well, that's what riders do.
I understand.
That's why we're riders. We're not afraid of telling the story. We get so much of telling the story, so much from telling the story, that the work put into it doesn't matter.
Right, and I enjoyed it. I did a lot of work on my own time, aside from my hours at KWCH, going in this past weekend, the weekend before this, and knocking things out and doing Chiefs coverage to boot, and it's all good.
I have written many longer profiles in my career. They are daunting, to say the least, because you just try to figure out how to put the best story together. But you did well. You did very well. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations to the Chiefs, who will face Philadelphia coming up in 2 weeks in New Orleans, trying to win their third straight. This is a path that they've been on.
Right.
This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. This is now one of the best professional sports dynasties we've seen, certainly in our lifetime, to be able to accomplish something like this. And it's just remarkable. It's just up the road here, man.
That's the local team, quote-unquote, the regional team, the team closest to us. And, you know, sometimes life comes around and the team that you are closest to or that you follow or that you're a fan of, they become great. It doesn't happen very often, but...
You think my laptop's dead here?
I don't know what's going on.
Just kind of at a standstill. It's 8 years old. Is that about the lifespan of a laptop?
I don't think it would last too long beyond 8 years, but it should. We should make things that last longer than 8 years. We should have some craftsmanship that makes things long-lasting. But 8 years probably
shelf life. 8 years seems to be about the limit. And I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I've got to call out. I got to be able to work here. So that's the bottom line. I have to be able to do my job.
That doesn't hurt. That would help,
and
yes.
Right now I'm not able to do my job because my screen is frozen.
Hate that.
Anything on the way the game was played? And I listened to some banter this morning. You know, there's always going to be that was clearly he made the fourth down. Josh Allen got over the line.
Well, even the play before that.
I don't think it was clear.
What about the play before it?
What was that?
The pass to Knox or whoever it was where he kind of fell down but got the ball across the first down line, but they marked it short.
Well, what are you buying into the
I don't know. Just not necessarily buying into it, but if you are looking for it, you'll find it.
You can look for it at any game.
I suppose, but if you're looking specifically for how did some calls help the Chiefs or not hurt them, was Xavier Worthy, was that a catch? It's really hard to determine that one. Looked like the ball hit the ground, for
well,
one.
I went and looked at it.
And that wouldn't necessarily matter because there was also a holding penalty on Buffalo that would have moved them into the red zone, but... You know, people look for these things.
Are you going to take that side of this?
I'm not taking that side.
Wait,
I'm
but
just,
are you?
Not necessarily.
See, that's not an answer, not necessarily.
Well, I don't know.
What does that answer even mean?
I'm not going to be out here.
Not necessarily.
I'm not going to be out here saying the refs screwed the Bills and the Chiefs wouldn't have done it without the refs' help. I'm not going to be one of those guys, but I'm also going to look at it objectively and say.
There were close calls. The Allen run that could have been a first down, could have. Too close to call for me. I can't tell. It was right there. And I really don't think anybody knows if he got to the line of scrimmage.
It was impossible to tell, really.
I just don't think there's any way to tell. Somebody said the football has something inside of it that can detect. I don't know anything about that.
Well, if that were the case, then we wouldn't need the sticks or measurements
right.
or replays.
Somebody said that. You never know what to believe online anymore.
I have no idea.
It's a cesspool. But I don't know if he made it or not. And nobody does. If you want, if you're a Chiefs fan, you saw him get stopped. If you're a Bills fan, you saw him cross the first down marker. That's how it works. If you're neutral like me, you just don't know. You don't know. You can't know.
I know that's not a great place to be in, though. We don't want our championships decided by, well, I don't know.
But on that particular play, you couldn't tell.
I know, but that's still a drawback.
What would you do to alleviate that?
I don't know what you do to alleviate
that.
There's
so many players in such a confined space that even seeing where the ball is, now they had an above view that was a little better, but it wasn't conclusive to me.
But isn't that a problem? That
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. It's inherent, I guess, that you know you're not going to figure everything out, and you know, you can't sometimes see the ball or match it up to where the line is. But if that's part of the game, that we just can't tell. So we'll kind
of
make a judgment call here.
Most of the 99% of the time you can tell.
In the AFC Championship game, how do you...
I don't know what you do. What do you think you do?
I don't know. I'm not on the rules, the vaunted rules committee.
I don't know if there's anything that can be done.
That's what I'm saying. That's not good. If your sport has a situation or that it can come up where, well, we just don't know. We just don't know. That's not good. Now, is it going to happen? A whole lot of times, no, but when it happens in the AFC Championship game, then...
But here's the thing. If you don't know, you can't give him the first down. Right?
I suppose.
If you don't know...
And that sucks too, right?
Right.
If we don't know, well, we have to favor one side.
Exactly. I get it. I understand. I'm not mocking Bills fans today, nor am I mocking Chiefs fans. You see it? You're through your blue or red colored glasses. That's all. But from someone like me who is pretty neutral, now I'm not going to say completely neutral because I respect what the Chiefs are doing. I feel good for the people who support the Chiefs. I also like the Bills. So I'm pretty much down the middle of the road. Couldn't tell. No clue. There was no egregious, oh, my God, how do they call that?
Yeah, I know. But, again, if it's left in the hands of guessing, that's not really what you want.
No, but I don't know what solution there
is. I don't know.
That
is what I'm saying is the problem. If there's a problem without a solution, that's a problem.
Right. And I think if you talk to the officials in that game, the two guys that looked like one was going to call it a first down and one wasn't. I don't know what they said when they huddled together and talked about it. They went to look at it. I don't think they could tell.
It's hard to tell.
I think the poor referee just said, man, okay, I got one guy who thinks it was, one guy who thinks it wasn't. When I look at it, I can't say it definitely was.
In your heart of hearts.
I can't rule that it was.
In your heart of hearts, do you think he got the first down? I think probably he did. I don't know. But
watching it as many
times
as I did.
That play that they run all the time.
And here's the thing. I can't tell you if the ball crossed. I can't tell you that. You're asking me an impossible question. There's no heart of hearts.
There's got to be a heart of hearts.
No, I don't think anyone could tell.
I'm just saying odds are.
No, I don't have a heart of hearts.
I know.
I barely have a heart.
I know.
So I certainly don't have two hearts.
But on a play where they get the first down 99 times out of 100, they probably got the first down. The ball probably at some point crossed the line.
Although he turned sideways and it didn't help the ball move forward and... It was a strange play, man.
It's tough. And by saying it probably did, that doesn't mean that I
couldn't really even see the ball.
I know. I'm right there with you.
How about we just give them credit that they're in the Super Bowl again?
I'm fine with that.
They've got an unbelievable team with a generational quarterback who's who set himself apart from the other great quarterbacks of his era, and there are several. The guy he played against last night is one of them. That throw he made on the last play of the Bills' possession on fourth down, where the Chiefs blitzed from the corner and just got after him, and he threw it down there, and Dalton Kincaid should have caught the ball?
Probably. It was right in his hands.
Should have caught the
ball. What a play that would have been. Just
that throw, there's not many people on the planet who make that throw.
But did he make that throw, or did he just throw it?
No, he made that throw. Kincaid was open. Now, Josh Allen didn't get a lot on the throw, even as strong as he is, because it was falling backward.
He got a lot on it, though.
And there were people in his face, and it was a mad rush. But to get that throw off, and to he should have caught that ball. He should have caught that ball. Yeah. And then who knows what happened?
Who knows? They're right at midfield or a little beyond?
No, they're beyond midfield if he catches that ball.
Felt like he was about at the logo, but maybe not.
No. He was down the field some.
Okay, I believe you.
And then the Chiefs get it back, and what do?
They run out the clock.
That's right.
I thought they were going to run out the clock when they got it with 6 minutes left.
They make a pass to Samaje Perine, who hadn't been just the roster, the way they use their roster.
I didn't even remember that Juju Smith-Schuster played for the Chiefs.
Oh, he made a couple big catches.
He did.
Everybody has a role. Noah Gray made a big catch.
Hollywood Brown had a couple early.
Just amazing.
Kelsey got him a first down, even though he was.
DeAndre Hopkins, I think, had one catch, but it was for a big yardage, right?
Yeah, like you said, they used everybody. Not to inflate anybody's statistics, but you got everybody involved.
Well, we've got a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2 years ago. Philadelphia just blew Washington out of the water. The Commanders weren't, as I said on this show last week, they weren't ready for this one. They were ready for the other ones. They weren't ready for this.
Disappointing that they're.
And I was the only one who picked Philadelphia.
A lot of turnovers, defense.
Would you give me some credit?
Eh, not really.
Why?
I just don't feel like it. You're asking me to give too many people too much credit today.
Who else?
The Chiefs and
What about me?
For sure.
By the way, I missed my over-under, as did everybody except Max. Who got it for 5 points. And congratulations. But otherwise, I was perfect.
It's hard to do.
Perfect 8-0. Due to, as we could have predicted, when entering the final weeks with a lead, choked his guts out.
Couldn't handle it. But he's still
minus
leading.
Minus 4 points for the week.
So you picked up 30 on him.
30 in 1 week.
What did I have?
You had 15.
That's it?
15.
I feel like I should have had more.
Well, you didn't. Max had 20. The big fella had 18.
Big fella had 18?
Yeah.
Even though he lost 10?
He lost 8. But he went 6-2.
There you go.
Good week for the kid. Everybody had a pretty good week except the leader, who's now in big trouble because here I come.
What are we coming up with for this week of picks?
A lot of basketball.
Yeah, I guess.
A lot of basketball. It's what we always do.
I know, but give me something.
And there's a lot to say about basketball as well. So this laptop is dead, my friend.
Doesn't look great.
It's not keeping time anymore. I'm just going to shut it off.
Well, it just froze up on you.
It's just it's as dead as the Washington Command.
You hate to see it.
We'll take a break, come back, continue the discussion. Again, we're here till 6 o'clock today when we take it out to Dino's for the Terry Nooner Coaches Show. Back in a minute.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
One and done, we continue that theme from last week. There's a lot of songs that qualify, a lot of bands that qualify. Edison Lighthouse, remember that band? Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Good song, weird title. But that's
speaking of love growing, I fell asleep to the Bellamy Brothers last night.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Bellamy Brothers.
No, there isn't. They're okay. And Let Your Love Grow is a fantastic song.
The Bellamy Brothers were big. Tell me I'm right about this. Seemed like they had a big hit out at the same time the Eagles put out Lion Eyes.
75?
Somewhere in that area. It seems like I remember right on. Max says I'm right on.
There you go.
Seems like I was at a place and I did a karaoke of Lion Eyes, and the person preceding me had sung the big hit at that time by the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah, Let Your Love Flow was a number one single, and it was released in 1976. So I can see maybe Lion Eyes having been released a little bit later than the album was released. So there you go.
Isn't that amazing what a person recalls, but then can't remember where they put their shoes?
They kind of went more country. I mean, they were still a pretty country band to beginning, but
I like the Bellamy.
Really, a country band after the 80s.
Nothing wrong with that. Whatever they want to do.
And had a lot of hits.
They weren't a one-hit wonder band.
Not at all.
All right, let's. We talked about the Chiefs, and we'll certainly be talking a lot more about the Chiefs leading up to the Super Bowl coming up on February 9th in New Orleans. 13 days away. But let's talk about basketball. I've watched a lot of KU over the years. I've never seen them choke a game away. They did Saturday against Houston. Had that lead both at the end of regulation, the end of the first overtime. They were up six with 13 seconds to go. And that was in regulation.
Yeah, they had a little Reggie Miller situation.
At the end of the first overtime.
I thought it was the end of regulation.
But then Houston hit a three-pointer, stole the inbounds pass, hit another three-pointer, and then won the game in double overtime. An enjoy fun game to watch, just weird to watch Kansas. Again, that team has a lot of individual talent, but they have not come together yet as a team. They've got, man, these guys that came to KU are good, are really talented players, but it's not showing right now.
Well, you're seeing Bill Self kind of narrow the rotation a little bit. I think he played eight guys, basically real minutes, maybe eight guys overall against Houston over the weekend. And Rylan Griffin was the guy who came off the bench and made some shots, and that looked better. But they still overall from the three-point line were not good. They haven't been good from the three-point line all season, so they're kind of having to scrape it together. That's what I just said. But other than that, they were awful.
Mayo was 1-for-8. Griffin was 5-for-6. A.J. Storr was 0-for-3. They were 36% from the three-point line, which is not great, but it's...
But when one guy's 5-for-6, he should probably do better than 36.
Well, I'm just disputing what you say, because that's what I do.
36 isn't that good. And when one guy...
It's not great, but it's not horrible.
And when one guy goes 5-for-6, I want you shooting 40% overall.
Well, I got you, but it's not horrible. Houston was 8-for-25. They were less proficient from the three-point line.
32%. That's good math.
They were even on rebounding. They were even on steals. KU had 10 turnovers to Houston's 5, and then Houston had 5 blocked shots. It's fun to watch Houston play and to watch Kelvin Sampson coach. There's a lot of coaches who get a lot of notoriety around the country. I don't think he gets what he deserves.
He hasn't been in a power conference for very long, but I'm sure when he continues, I think he's probably gotten a lot of notoriety. He's got Houston pretty deep in the tournament every year. He's not every year, but more often than not, it seems like they win a game or two or more in the tournament. I think he's right up there, especially now that some of the luminaries have started to retire and move on.
Now, we have an interesting game tonight in the Big 12. I don't know if you'll be watching or not. Well, I do know. But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll tune in. Iowa State at Arizona. Probably you won't be watching. That's probably a little – what time's that ball game start?
What time does that ball game
start? That's a 9:30 tip.
Yeah, that's very unlikely.
That's very unlikely I'll be watching. I was hoping – that's one of the drawbacks of some of this conference realignment. You get a game like that, and you want to watch it, right?
Yeah.
But 9:30? I don't know.
Iowa State, West Virginia ain't starting at 9:30, but when you go out west.
Did you see K-State just blew out West Virginia? Amazing. I don't get it. And the Shockers, of course. I watched not a second of that game. I don't know what kind of crowd Tulsa had. I'm going to guess very small. Did you see any of it?
Sort of. It was sort of around on the – but I was riding most of that day. But there was. I think it was on one of the TVs. Well,
could you tell what kind of crowd
they
had?
No, I could not.
Why didn't you look at it?
Because I wasn't that interested.
Why aren't you inquisitive? These are things that I care about.
Well, then why didn't you look it up?
Well, I don't have time to look it up.
Well, maybe I don't either.
But I care, and in that way, you should care too.
Well, I don't.
But you can't be losing to Tulsa. And now the Shockers are just at a place that nobody could have imagined they would be. And here we are as we approach February.
You know how, like, you look at Wichita State's schedule and try to find a win on their schedule? Wichita State is that team for everybody else. So where are we going to find – where's Tulsa going to find a win? Well, we play Wichita State.
Well, here's the thing.
3,427.
They went to Memphis, and they really competed. Right?
Did they, or did Memphis not
compete?
It
was not a pleasant game aesthetically, but they played hard. No question about it. And they defended, and they put out a decent effort. They just couldn't score in the last 5 minutes of the game. Then Memphis yesterday
destroyed UAB.
Engaged, and they just hammered Alabama-Birmingham.
Right.
The team that was their equal at 5-1. So the theory that Memphis only gets up for a few games holds true.
Sure. And they've won a lot
of
those games.
You know what I got up for when I was a kid? Every game.
No, you didn't.
Why do you say that? No, I'm curious.
I just don't believe you got up for it. What if you weren't pitching that day? Did you get up for that game?
Of course I did.
What'd you do? Sat on the bench.
And cheered my teammate.
That's lame.
Why is that lame?
Get in the game.
And by the way, I was in the game every game, playing somewhere until high school.
Where was your best position? First base?
Played a lot of third base in my career.
Really?
Yes.
Could you field a ground ball?
Of course I could. I was a very good player. I know you don't believe that, and I know it drives you crazy.
A lot of people were very good players before high school.
Crazy to hear that. And I was a very good player in high school too.
And a select few are good in high school, and a select few are good in college.
And I could have played. Well, we don't want to drudge up that debate.
No, not today.
Because there's one member of our family who had an offer.
Only one?
And it ain't you.
In the history of time, there's only one?
That's as far as I know. But so basketball in our state continues to be kind of, I think KU, I just have to believe that they'll mesh at some point.
Probably. They didn't ever last year.
Players.
Never happened last year for them. And there were some injuries and stuff like that.
They didn't have as good of players.
Understood, but they were preseason number one.
Yeah, but they didn't really rise to that occasion. They shouldn't have been.
Maybe not.
This team has the players. It's a matter of...
Does it?
Yes. These got men... Ryan Griffin was a starter on a Final Four team last
year. I got it, but he's not a starter now.
AJ Storr was one of the best players in the Big Ten.
You got AJ Storr holding up the national title trophy?
They haven't figured out their roles yet, and it's not coming together. That's the problem with the transfer portal. That's the problem with trying to mesh. This basketball, like no other sport, relies on chemistry and meshing. You got a mesh, man.
Yeah.
What?
Nah. Joe Auer said he doesn't believe in chemistry.
Really?
Unless you define it. You got to define what it is.
He said that.
Yeah. I'll read you the quote, but I don't have it with me right now.
I'll take Joe Auer on that one.
He didn't necessarily say he doesn't believe in chemistry.
Yeah, be careful.
He said basically like... You can't just throw it around as, you know, you either have it or you don't have it. You got to know what it is to determine whether you have it or you don't
have
it.
There's nobody who knows what chemistry is more than me.
Really?
I know what chemistry is.
What is the...
you can see it.
What is the periodic table symbol for iron?
IR.
Wrong.
I don't know. What is
Fe?
Fe?
Yeah, Fe is iron.
Why do I care about that?
You said chemistry. These are chemical elements.
I never learned the tables.
I know about 20, maybe.
I mean, I could look at some and get them.
What's K?
I don't know what it is. Who cares?
It's potassium, man. Come on.
Who cares? Special K. That's the cereal that helps your potassium.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Right.
Hey, who are the ad wizards who came up with that one?
Could just be Special Kellogg's. Look that up.
I don't care.
They should have named that as a potassium cereal.
Well, no one would have got it.
I think they might have.
It's possible.
What else? What else happened over the weekend that caught your eye? Anything?
What else happened over the weekend caught my eye?
I watched Auburn, Tennessee. Just like a knife fight, that game was very difficult for either team to score, but interesting to watch.
Who ended up winning that game?
Auburn did.
Not a surprise.
No, not a surprise, but Tennessee had them. That was the game of the night, and then, of course, you watched Saturday night's main event.
I watched that one. I feel bad for old Jey Uso.
Why is that?
Because I don't know. We're supposed to be in this era of where we kind of listen to fans and the fans kind of dictate. Jey Uso would be world champion if that were the case. Jey Uso is one of the most popular.
But Gunther.
Nobody cares about Gunther right now.
Really?
Nobody cares. His promos have been weak. His matches are fine. We want something different. We're looking for something different.
Are you kidding me?
He's fine, but he's not hot. He's not a hot champ.
Well, he was a while back.
He was, but he's not right now.
Oh, I don't depend on you to define that for me. I don't think you have a clue.
Just watch. Just watch the reactions.
I don't think you have a clue about
that. Watch the reactions he gets. The Eagles took out those shoes and put in Best of My Love. There's their huge set list change that we were promised.
I've almost...
I still follow and pay attention.
I just don't. I know, but I do. I'm happy they're still out there. I'm happy they're playing. I'm happy they're doing what they love. I'm happy that crowds are going to see them. But it's hard to believe. My life is very full. So I think less about the Eagles than I ever have.
Nothing wrong with it. But I still pay attention.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
For whatever reason.
But I don't know. I
still watch the videos. I don't have any interest in going, I don't think, again. There are rumors that they'll take a break and then go back to the Sphere in the fall and winter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be it? That's where they...
Perhaps.
That's where they play now.
That's just their home. I don't know how legitimate those rumors are, but they're out there.
Well, whatever they think they need to do,
absolutely.
I'm on board with them. Let me ask you this. Have you ever danced in the moonlight?
Probably not.
Why don't you have more fun in life, man?
Why
don't you just let down the guardrails and have
what
some
fun? What would be fun about that? I dance all the time, but it's usually indoors.
You got a house that when the moon's out, it lights up everything out there.
Well, I usually dance indoors.
But I'd go outside and dance once in a while.
No need.
Under that beautiful moonlight.
It's nice moonlight.
Do you ever sit outside in the spring or summer?
Sometimes.
Just listen to the sounds?
Yeah.
What's the advantage of being out there if you're just going to hole up
indoors?
Because
people like you aren't out there badgering us about what we're doing with our lives.
What's the advantage?
That, I just told you.
It seems like you'd want to experience the
there's
the
no
wilderness.
It's not like we're vacationing there. We live there. We are experiencing
but
it.
But you made the decision to move out into the rural area where there's all kinds of things.
Okay.
All kinds of sounds that we don't get here in the city.
Right.
Why not enjoy them?
I don't know that I said I don't enjoy them.
Inside under a blanket.
I don't remember saying I don't enjoy them. I don't remember saying that.
What's your favorite sound of living?
The coyotes.
What do they sound like?
It's scary.
Is it screeching?
They just howl for a long time when they're at night. Hasn't been for a while, but during the summer and fall, whew, eerie. It's freaky.
Really?
Yes.
Scary.
Yeah. If you're outdoors, they'd kill you.
I don't hear about them attacking.
They don't attack people, thank goodness, but goodness gracious. I feel bad for any animal that's out there.
Yeah.
Because they're getting them.
Well, they're getting some. But we don't want to think about that. That's not something.
They will not be deterred, is what I'm saying.
That's not something I feel like thinking about.
No.
You know?
But it's nature. That's the only way, really, to feel good about it.
So without my laptop to guide me, basically, and I got to get this taken care of, and I don't know if my bank is looking at my bank statement going, what is this guy doing? But they should be.
You've probably gotten some calls.
You would think someone would call me and say,
legitimate?
What's going on over there, Mr. Lutz?
I don't know. I don't know why they haven't done that.
But this looks like it might be another expense.
The laptop?
Yes.
Those can't be that expensive these days, can they?
I don't know what they cost.
A couple $100.
Would you agree that I'm having issues with my life?
It appears that you are.
That's all I want.
It's freezing up a lot.
Some validation.
Might be a battery issue.
That's a good point. Maybe.
Could be. I'm not a technology expert.
Do I take it to the geek squad and let them look it over?
I don't know. I don't trust anybody's going to look my stuff over. It's a battery, but I will replace 19 other parts, too, while we're at it. If I don't know something, I don't feel good about trusting other people with
it. My expert, my guy that helps me, Rolando, says we could come troubleshoot it. 8 years is a long time, especially since Windows 10 is almost end of life.
I don't know what that means.
Whatever that means. That's a dark take on what's going on, but I think I will have him come troubleshoot it.
Do you have Windows 10? Do you need to upgrade? Is that part of the problem?
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know that.
They're going to come troubleshoot it.
I had had to have Cook's Heating and Air, and by the way, thank you, come out to the building today to troubleshoot some things.
Everything okay?
Everything's fine. Just it's always something.
Always.
Well, it is always something.
I know.
Why don't you be conversational?
Because when I say something like, yeah, it really, well, I just said it was. You don't need to say that, what I just said. That's you.
Am I that hard to carry on a discussion with?
You can be.
How have you done it for 9 years here?
I'm doing a great job. I think a lot of people would reward what I've done.
Well, I don't know.
And look fondly upon it.
What did you think of the Eagles and the Commanders yesterday?
I didn't watch it.
I thought Saquon Barkley, he had that 60-yard run early. And I'm thinking, I set his line at 115 over under.
Yeah, and he ends up at 118.
He's gonna crush that. Barely did. I set the line for passing yards with Mahomes and Allen at
475.
What did I say?
475.
475, and they barely got over that. Set pretty good lines.
Pretty good lines. They were right there. They made us think a little bit. But they went over passing yards, right? 475.
They did, barely.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that would happen. But there was quite a bit of offense in that game, and Buffalo ran it well.
Lots of points scored yesterday that we didn't necessarily think would be scored.
And over 5.5 touchdowns by running backs, thanks largely in part to Saquon. And Cook got two, and Kareem Hunt got one.
Yeah, you had six. If I'd have picked that over, I'd be in first place in our picks now.
That hurts.
I am in first place in games.
Yeah, we know.
By a lot.
Yeah, we know. Then pick better, you know? Be more confident.
Well, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I don't get my bonus game right very often.
It's tough. And Duda makes us all go 10 points.
Yeah, if I'd have picked that for 1 point, I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel 10-point confident in that.
Well, it's tough. I didn't think the running backs would produce the scores as much as they did, but it was two guys, essentially, and then Kareem Hunt got in.
Saquon's really good. Have you noticed?
He's going to be a handful for the Chiefs.
He is going to be a handful, and so is so are their receivers. So is Dallas Goedert. They've got a very well-rounded team.
It's going to take
an
effort.
Patrick Mahomes.
They got a lot of good players. We'll see.
Who you pick?
Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense. I'm not ready to pick yet.
You know you'll pick the Chiefs.
Well, I said 3 weeks
ago. Who's going to win the game?
I don't know yet. I gotta get closer.
You know it's gonna be.
I gotta hear what they're talking about at media days when they're down there on Radio Row. Absolutely.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That stuff is overkill at its worst.
You don't like Radio Row?
Not really.
Media days?
I've never really seen Radio Row.
Have you ever? You've covered a Super Bowl?
I haven't.
Never.
That's my one.
I guess you got out just before the Chiefs started being great.
I don't even know if they would have sent me. Newspapers were on their last legs.
In like 2018.
I will always be able to say that my last day, whatever it was, April something, 2017, was the last day that the 825 East Douglas building was operational.
That is crazy. And the last day that the Wichita Eagle has had a sports columnist. Probably forever.
Probably forever, although we don't know.
We don't.
We don't know what could happen in the future.
Newspapers could make a huge resurgence.
As I have often said, if we had had the internet instead of the printing press, and the printing press came along, and we had the ability to print papers, the printing press and the ability to print papers would have been much more popular than the internet.
Do you think we had...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've said that a lot, but it makes me curious. Obviously, technology advanced. Do you think we had the tools to create the internet in like 1800? Could someone have compiled stuff and said, hey, here's this computer, we've got it connected to things?
I don't know. I'll think about that and get back
but
to
isn't
you.
That interesting to think
yeah,
about?
I'll get back to you tomorrow on it.
Thank you.
We're going to take it to the Terry Nooner Show at Dino's. Shocker Women's Basketball. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep. Graybar does that.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.